Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we are back from our gaycation. We discuss Hawk to a Girl's infamy, Katie's Woman's World, and Kesha's Joyride, what goes into the new Heinz Every Sauce, Gypsy Rose experimenting in prison, which reality TV stars we saw in P-Town, and how Bebe Rexha won the war against thrown objects at concerts. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello!
Hello!
Corey Cool, oh my God, we're back. Oh, well, we never really left.
We did leave. We left. We disappeared. We pre-recorded episodes for 3 weeks. Spoiler alert.
Don't tell them our secret. Don't tell them our secret sauce. They don't know how it all works. They don't get it. Could they tell?
What do you think your favorite secret sauce is?
Oh my God, I'm so glad you asked me that. Well,
teriyaki?
No. Hey, I actually have a very relevant hot topic to bring up now that you bring up secret sauce. Did you know that Heinz, first of all, do you know who Heinz is?
The girls in charge of the ketchup.
The girls in charge of the ketchup. They launched a limited edition sauce that combines all of its sauces into one bottle. If you can name 10 of the 20 sauces that are featured. Actually, let me see. 3, 4, 5, 6.
One bottle, 20 sauces. 10, 11,
12, 13, 14. There's 14 sauces in it. Okay?
Yeah.
If you can name half, we will end the episode right here, right now. Everybody will be a winner.
Am I allowed to Google?
You have 1 minute on the clock. You won't be able to do it.
Heinz, are they known for more than just ketchup?
Ketchup isn't even in it. So like, I don't really understand what they mean.
How they got 14 sauces in one bottle and no ketchup.
Well, there are ketchups, but not ketchup. Okay. Starting now.
Spicy ketchup. Purple ketchup. Barbecue sauce. Mustard. Mayonnaise. Hot sauce.
You're going to have to be more specific with your mayonnaise.
Garlic aioli. A1 steak sauce. Come
garlic sauce, I will accept.
Bruschetta.
Nope.
Urine.
23 seconds left.
Hair.
You've only gotten one.
Hair, scabs, toenails.
Hair. Slow down. Let me check. I'm gonna call that a
earwax, honey mustard, Dijon mustard, the sauces, pickle juice,
the sauces you are
cranberry
missing.
Sauce. Ooh,
pickle is something. Pickle,
relish.
Ketchup. Yes. No.
There's
burger sauce, garlic sauce, aioli sauce, smoky baconaise, sweet chili, chip sauce, saucy sauce, Saucy sauce?
I think I said saucy sauce.
I think you did say that. I'll give it to you. Mayo racha. Mayo racha.
That's mayonnaise and sriracha.
Yes, I thought they were trying to say ranch, but there's no N. Mayo must. Maybe that's mustard.
I said that.
Truffle mayo. Garlic and caramelized onion mayo. Curry ketchup, pickle ketchup, and smoky bacon ketchup.
Damn, that's a lot.
It's called the Heinz Every Sauce. I would try it.
You should order it on Amazon. Get that delivered right now, right here.
Right here, right now?
Right.
Okay.
Right here, right now. You know that song?
Okay. I would eat it. It's giving, you know, when you're at a restaurant and you put all the sodas in your cup.
Suicide slush.
It's giving suicide sauce.
Are we? I don't think we're allowed to say that anymore, but that's what the kids these days used to say about.
Well, kids these days did not used to say. Kids those days did say.
Yeah, we used to call it when you got a little bit of slush, all the slush flavors mixed together.
Oh, it would have to be slush. I'm thinking soda.
Well, no, we did. Well, at the TJ,
are you good?
at the TJ's Freeze, they were serving slush, and you could get one pump of all them juice, make a little slursh.
Slurs. Oh yes,
a little slurshy.
Now, what is it called where you, maybe there's Robitussin?
Cough syrup?
I think kids these days are doing something with that, and I'm not supportive.
They're sipping on Sazerup?
Sazerup, yes, Sazerup. Maybe. Are they?
Listen,
I don't, my fingers are not on that pulse. I do not know.
I don't think I interact with a lot of the youths.
Youths?
I don't
count
think,
your blessings.
I don't think I'm in the know-how with the kids. I don't think they come to me with their jargon, their lingo.
You know who we could ask? Well, we can't really ask him anymore.
Is he dead?
But you know who we could have asked?
Is he dead?
No, he's graduated. He's close to dead, but he's graduated. Who is it?
Who graduated?
Jacob Tremblay!
Oh my God, what?
Jacob Tremblay posted a picture with his little flat hat on, you know, with the little dangly. You know, that you throw in the air.
He's serving pomp. He's serving circumstance.
Perhaps. He's serving end of, you know, schooling.
Well, he's still only 17.
Okay. Well, so we could ask him about if he says suicide slush. Hello, Jacob.
Call him up. Ring, ring.
Well, yeah, no, he graduated, and I saw somebody posted it on the Discord that we needed to address this as we've chronicled his entire lifespan on the podcast.
Damn. Jasmine,
thank you for submitting that.
And the whole time, I didn't even know he was Canadian.
Oh my God, me neither.
Damn.
Well, you live and you learn.
He's a Canadian actor. You love. Various accolades. Canadian Screen Award, Critics'
Don't
Choice.
Tell me about various accolades.
Parents are...
Ooh, drag name, various accolades.
Okay, maybe back to the drawing board with it.
Hey, Corey, as we were saying as we began the episode, we've been gone, but we haven't really been gone. Our episodes have been continuing. We pre-recorded a lot. Not that you would ever be able to tell because we are so... Our fingers are so on the pulse, you wouldn't know that we've been gone. But
you
we've
know,
been gone.
You know, since you've been gone by Kelly Clarkson?
Yes.
S-U-B-G.
Corey, S-U-B-G.
No, I think been, you mean, where have you been? W-H-U-B.
No.
Wait, that's a Rihanna sure. song.
Where, Corey, where have you been?
Did since you've been gone walk, so where have you been could run? Two girls looking.
Is that you describing us right now?
Just two girls looking.
Oh, you mean the songs. The songs yes. are two girls looking. You were describing me and you looking at each other in silence. Just two girls
Just
looking.
Two girls looking, waiting for somebody to
Corey, speak.
Corey,
where have you been? Corey went on an excursion around the East Coast, but where? But to where, Corey?
Honey, I went to New York. I was a new...
Did you have a brat summer on the East Coast?
No, but I did ride a lime green bus, and you know that.
I do know that. Corey sent me a picture of a lime green bus, him in front of it, and he said, am I serving brat?
I honestly am still wanting to know. Get Jacob Tremblay on the phone, honey.
Post it on your story. Do a poll.
Do you think Jacob Tremblay is having a brat summer?
I certainly hope so.
Squirtingly do. Hey, speaking of music...
Go on with it.
I do owe an apology, and then I'll get to where I was off to.
Okay.
I do owe a quick apology to Chapel Roan. I believe I called her a clown girl a couple weeks ago and said I wasn't very into the album. Well, actually, now I do like six songs. There, I said it.
A clown girl?
Well, I think...
Aesthetically, you were put off.
No. I had nothing. I actually like the aesthetics quite a bit. I think some of the songs with the spelling and the hot, like, rumpa-pum like Papa John, those lyrics. But listen, actually, I mean, Feminine Nom-a-Nom's probably not written for me.
I would argue most of it's not written for you, so.
What?
Get to the back of the line, mama.
What? But kink is my kink is my karma.
All right.
Do you think I'm HOTTOGO?
I think you're...
Did you see when House Dems tried to make Chapel Roan Pokemon go to the polls?
And then there was a fake tweet of Chapel Roan quote tweeting it and saying, war criminals, sad face. It was fake, but still it hit and people posted it. So, you know.
G-O-V-O-T-E. Vote the polls.
G-O-T-O-V-O-T-E. If you're not even on the right rhythm, back to the drawing board.
Honey, I'm never on the right rhythm, honey.
Clapping on the twos and the fours. Come on now.
Some people clap on the twos and fours.
Oh, I know. I know exactly which of the some people.
So yeah, I like it. I like some of the album.
You slept on Chapel Roan? Were you a drowsy Chapel Roan?
Here's the thing. I listened to it at the gym when it first came out, and I was trying to listen to it in order. And that's just not doable because I don't like every song. So now that I've found the six that I like, I just Q, those six.
Okay.
And there I am. Enjoying.
There you go.
Loving music again. Loving to listen, loving to sing. Do you think I have a voice for singing?
No.
Okay.
Speaking of having not a voice for singing, is it a woman's world?
Oh, it's Woman's World Week.
It's Woman's World Week. How are we reconciling the Dr. Luke of it all?
What?
Okay, I guess we can move on to Bebe Rexha. Did you see that she kicked somebody out of her concert because they were attempting to throw something on stage?
Wait, I wish you would have just stopped with, did you see she kicked somebody?
Did you see Bebe Rexha kick somebody at her concert?
I would pay good.
It's giving Gaga. Remember when Gaga hit? Oh, no, she hit her dancer with her microphone. Remember that?
I do.
Those were the days.
I wish I would pay good money to see Bebe Rexha kick somebody.
So, and this audience member I don't understand what they mean by attempted to throw an object during her performance. What do you mean? So, like, wound up?
Yeah, maybe they did that thing where you're getting ready to throw and then somebody slaps it out of your hand last second. A hero. Yeah.
Bebe said on stage into her microphone, she said, if you hit me with something on stage, I'll take you for everything you've fucking done. Do not fucking play with me right now. Out. Get the fuck out.
That's the energy we need in 2024. That is the concert venue energy I am looking for.
Yeah, in this ongoing war of onstage performers versus throwers in the audience, Bebe Rexha may have won the war.
A nominee in last year's Cycle Baby Awards. The Babbles. What do we call it?
The fucking, you know. I don't fucking know.
I do know the fucking, you know. Yeah.
Well, So the thrower will not be ruining BB Rex's world tour, but you know whose world tour will be ruined?
Are you still trying to hear about my world tour?
Nope. I'm moving on to
speaking of my world tour. I went to New York.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh god.
This is how far behind we are in Hot Topics. Justin Timberlake was up to so many shenanigans and we never got to cover it, but I don't really care to.
Then why are you bringing it up, mama?
Because I was able to go from subject to subject. So.
I think that was a perfect segue to get to my world tour, mama.
Okay. Corey's world tour.
It is a woman's world.
What is up with artists being like, world tour announcement, and they're going to New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and maybe Toronto.
Don't drag the slumber party tour like that.
The Slumber Party Tour was a world tour, mama. Let's get into that. Continents were spanned.
Name them. Okay, I will.
Couldn't.
I will end this episode right now if you can name half the continents we went to on the Slumber Party Tour.
America.
And I think we'll all be winners.
America North.
Do you still have your...
Okay, so...
Do you still have your... Rep,
what?
Do you still have a copy of your Reptar t-shirt?
Yes, I got it on eBay.
Fuck, maybe I'll check it out. I could use one.
I got it on eBay because I was like, I never have one, and I never had one.
I
went on eBay and I found one, and I was the winning bidder.
Did you have it sent to a P.O. box, or did that person address it to Tyler Oakley?
I don't know. We'll never know.
What do you think else of yours is on sale on eBay right now?
I don't care. We need to talk about the Corey Cool World Tour Brat Summer. Where did you go, Corey? Everyone is clamoring. Come on, tell us.
I went to New York.
Okay.
I went to Pennsylvania. I went to Michigan. I went to Massachusetts.
And that's when I met you in Massachusetts.
No, I think we met in college.
Well, I met up with you in Massachusetts exactly 1 week ago today, plus a few days.
I was like, I think it was more than that.
Yeah. So how was Michigan? You saw family?
Yeah, hon. Michigan was all right. I saw my nieces and nephews. I hung out with the babies. I took cute pictures of my mom's cat. I worked from her back deck for a week. It was great.
Sounds lovely.
The weather was weathering. We got a little thunderstorm moment. I swam in my brother's pool. What else? Well, that's
it. You lived it up.
Yeah, like the J-Lo song featuring Pitbull.
Live it up?
Isn't there one called that?
I don't know, but it sounds like a name of a song. Live it up. Featuring Pitbull.
Yeah.
Dale.
Dale.
So, okay, we went to Massachusetts.
We went to Provincetown, or as they call in the gig, P-Town.
P-Town.
Gay Mecca. I
liked it. I had never been before. I have, of course, been to like Palm Springs for like a gaycation. I've been to like Fire Island for a gaycation. In my head, P-Town is kind of like the more relaxed or maybe skews a little older than like a Fire Island situation. It's kind of the equivalent of Palm Springs, where it's like a little bit more slowed down gay destination. But honey, I'm not quite sure if that was the case, because the girls were girling and the girls were partying. The partying was happening morning, afternoon, evening.
Honey.
Until the morning, afternoon, evening.
It was America's birthday. And you know the gays love America's birthday.
Do they?
How old do you think America turned on the 4th of July? I'll give you...
76. 76, I believe.
Is that your final guess?
No, and I know it's the 248th because whoever wins this presidency is going to be celebrating as the president for the big 250.
Damn. Sesquicentennial?
Yeah, I saw somebody being like, please, can we not have Trump be the president during America's 250th birthday? Because that's going to be a mess.
I will say, I saw online, I didn't fact check it, but they were all talking about founding fathers and people politicians who died on the 4th. I think we really missed out this year.
Well, I'm sorry.
Bring back death on the 4th.
I'm sure some people here did have to experience a little bit of death on the 4th. Anybody, any listener, actually, don't let us know. Don't let us know.
Did you get any fun souvenirs in P-Town?
You ask like you already know. You already know. I did continue my salt and pepper shaker collection. I got some cute little fish. I got this like fisherman and captain salt and pepper shaker combo. Oh my God. You know what? Because P-Town is so LGBTQ+, there are pride flags everywhere. And we kept seeing the lesbian pride flag and Corey kept pointing at it. And I kept squealing.
It's not polite to point. I would never.
Corey would point at it and I would squeal. And then people would be like, what is that? What does that mean? And I'd be like, oh, that's the lesbian pride flag. And the gays in our group would be like, okay, so why are you all about it? Have you seen it?
I have a question. Have you seen the memes on TikTok right now when it's like, if you ask me about Survivor, I'd say it's a pretty good show. But if you ask me on a deeper level, and then it's like a long paragraph. You need to do, okay. My point is you need to do that with the lesbian pride flag.
The colors on the bare minimum, the colors are incredible. Let's just start there.
Right. So that's the second slide of your slide post. But now you got to come up with a deep answer about why it really tickles your brain.
Okay. I'll get into it. You guys,
listen, I think
I'll get back to you.
I'm just trying to help you with your content.
Joy Ride. Sorry. I was thinking about the Joyride.
Does Paul love it?
I like Joyride. I think Kesha dollar sign Kesha is gone. Of course, we know this, but Kesha dollar sign Kesha, the vibe feels like it's back. You know, party girl, brush your teeth with a bottle of whatever the fuck.
Jack.
You know, the stuff. Yeah, I'm ready for the next Kesha era. What was the question? Something. Oh, the lesbian pride flag.
Tell us on a deeper level why you feel so moved.
So I found, I wanted a P-Town shirt. I wanted a Provincetown shirt. And we found a shirt place that had, like, you could get any color combo of any design. They had, like, 1,000 designs to pick from and all these different plain shirts you could screen print it on. And they had every Pride color combo as Provincetown and P-Town. So, like, you could get Provincetown written on printed on a shirt in the bi flag or the trans flag or the gay flag or blah, blah, blah. And they had the lesbian pride flag. And so I was like, oh my God, I have to get it. And I got it. And I can't wait to wear it.
Do you think you'll cut off the sleeves or crop it?
No. No, I got it as a t-shirt, a Gildan t-shirt.
I have two new drag names for your House of It family.
Okay. Okay.
Crop it.
Ooh.
And bop it. Yeah.
Bop it, twist it, pull it, talk about it.
Think about it. Think about it, talk about it. Think about it, talk about it.
Right.
My pull.
We went to P-Town with a whole group of gays, and let me tell you,
they loved to think about it, talk about it.
Well, they loved to think about it, talk about it, but they I'm not quite sure if anybody came up with a good drag name.
The whole week.
In the entire span of the week. I'm not a lot of people were proposing drag names and I'm not sure if it's single one hit.
Listen, I appreciate the hustle. I appreciate they're getting the creative juices flowing. Thinking about it is better than not thinking about it.
Right. I've always said that. Yes.
So if they got it, think about it.
Right.
Talk about it.
Right.
Well, you aren't wrong.
Corey, Corey.
I'm here. Present.
Did you hear? Speaking of the lesbian pride flag.
Two girls.
Speaking of the lesbian pride flag.
Yes.
Did you hear about Gypsy Rose?
No.
Girl.
Another update?
Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Another reveals.
I think she's transcended her last name.
I do too.
She is like a Beyonce. She is a Cher. She is a Madonna. She is a Gypsy Rose, honey.
Okay. She reveals she questioned her sexuality growing up and experimented with women in prison. She says, quote, "I think I've kissed more girls than guys."
Well, it's kind of like shooting fish in a barrel in prison, no? Everybody be kissing.
Everybody be kissing?
You know everyone in prison. Hello, cycle jailbirds. Can you confirm, is there kissing?
What did she have with her mom by proxy? What the hell?
Munchausen's by proxy.
And she went from Munchausen's by proxy.
Oh,
to
honey,
Munchin
no.
Box.
Oh my God.
Munchin by box.
They're gonna take back your lesbian. Poxy. They're gonna take back your lesbian pride shirt. You're gonna have to mail that in.
You're gonna have to rip my lesbian pride flag shirt out of my hands.
But don't call me that.
Do you know when like heteronormative straight people culture, okay, that side of the world's experience comes up with what they think is a good meme, and then you have to experience it because there's just more of those people experiencing their idea of what a good meme is?
The only straight people meme I know is pew, 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 pew.
I don't know that one, but I bring this up because Hawk Tua
is a girl asking to get spit in her mouth?
No, she's saying when she's giving head, she spits on the dick first.
I don't want to hear about women giving head.
Wow. You don't want like that Munchausen by boxy?
I don't want straight women trying to reclaim spit.
Okay, you're halfway somewhere, okay.
Gay culture is all about spit. We own the spit.
I'm not sure on that one, but...
Do you...
What?
Do you think Hawk to a girl's parents have seen her content?
Absolutely, it's like having to experience... it's giving... Barstool sports or something. I don't even know what Barstool sports is. But to me, it's the tone of the vibe that I am actively running away from. Hakatua is something that they would uplift and amplify.
Drag king name. Hits.
Hakatua.
Hits. Ben.
It's Ben. House of it.
Like it's Ben.
Yeah, no, yeah, 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 no, yeah, 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 no, yeah.
House of Drag cocktails featuring
I only bring up Hawk Tua because she's apparently in talks to get a reality TV show about her life.
No.
Do we need it?
No.
Okay. All right.
I miss the days. Why can't Ellen just bring Hawk Tua on her show and give her $10,000 from Shutterfly?
Why? Back in my day, that was the
solution.
Back
in my day, Ellen just gave him $10,000 and we moved on a week later.
And we called it a day.
And we all clapped and we said Hawk to a girl. Now
oh my
she
God.
Gets
Wait,
a
you know,
show.
You know what?
What's her show?
You know what we do? I don't know, but you know what? I'd like to move back to Provincetown. We need to talk about Provincetown because guess who we saw in Provincetown?
Jimbo. Selena S.
Well,
titties.
Yeah, well, yes.
Tina Burner.
Yes and yes. Yes and yes and yes. You're right on the reality star track, but think of a different type of race. Not drag race, but maybe an amazing race.
I can't get there. You're going to have to help.
No, you're going to have to take us there.
I just can't remember, Bob.
Well, then I guess you'll never share it with the world.
Oh my God. Were you talking about running into Brett from The Amazing Race?
Oh, I guess you could also say from Survivor.
Yeah, listen, the CBS reality girls were out.
I feel like if Survivor or Big Brother contestant went on Amazing Race, they act like it never happened. They say,
Absolutely. They still say,
I'm from Survivor. They don't even claim the race.
They can't race the doll.
They can't race the doll. They can't. No, yeah, we ran into Brett, and it was a little old reunion up in the gig.
It was actually down in the gig. We were in a dark, dank basement.
Yeah,
it was scary. People in P-Town love to dance in a basement. I thought, this is how the ceiling collapses.
Jesus.
People doing pull-ups on like important pipes. Did you see that?
Yeah, I was a little nervous about that. I'm like, I understand you're flexing and showing off, but...
Like, you need to show off the lats that bad, hun? Is that the right muscle, by the way?
Couldn't tell you.
Lats.
Couldn't tell you.
Lats. What are lats? Should we ask Jacob Trombet?
Sound it out.
Yeah, lats, back muscle, dorsi muscle. Large triangular muscle on the back. Helps with breathing. Anyway, so should I order this Tyler Oakley official slumber party tour black tea on eBay? Only $12.
I think so. That's a good price.
Although I'm curious why they're saying 1990s.
Well.
The 90s were wild. I could buy it. I could crop it. I could cut the sleeves off of it. I could wear it to the gym.
I think you should, and I think you could, and I think you would.
All right, I'll probably do it.
Well, Corey, where can people find you?
Shopping on eBay, honey.
All right.
You can find me.
No. I'm going to be wearing my Provincetown lesbian shirt this week on Twitch, so come on over and come compliment it.
Not us in our new shirts.
I can't wait to wear my shirt. I really can't.
All right, designers.
It feels so good to be back.
Love it for us.
Okay, bye.